fighting.
Yeah.
Thin Lizzy Thursday.
Yeah, Thin Lizzy Thursday.
That's Fighting by Thin Lizzy. Thin Lizzy Thursday. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 o'clock. Opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 on this Thin Lizzy Thursday. All right. So we're going to be talking about here great cameos. Some of the best cameos in TV and movies. I have a really kind of a fun list here about musician cameos on 80s television shows. And some of these are just absolutely ridiculous. Like, I don't remember. This is, and by the way, we want to open up the phone lines here. Your greatest cameos of all time, whether it be on TV or in movies, surprising cameos, cool cameos, the best cameos ever. 312-981-7200. You can talk or text us with your cameos. 312-981-7200. And again, it's not giving me a heart attack. It's Larry Blackmon. Although Larry Blackmon should have made many cameos. I think, you know, and it was the 80s, too, because this list that I have here in front of me. And we're not, you know, restricted to that. We're talking about any cameo anytime in any movie or any TV show. But, you know, I think Larry Blackmon should have made cameos in everything. Could you imagine just Larry Blackmon in, you know, like, you know, you turn on the Golden Girls. How's it going, ladies? Here is my cod piece. I think B. Arthur would have enjoyed a visit from Larry Blackmon and his red cod piece. Esmeralda, don't you think the Golden Girls would have enjoyed Larry Blackmon and his cod piece?
A very special episode of the Golden Girls.
That's right.
I'm sure Blanche would like it.
Blanche.
The saucy Southerner?
Yeah.
Right?
Was that Rue McClanahan?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. She was the one. She would have enjoyed it. Like there's a knock at the door. Who is it?
It's Larry Blackmon.
And then you open the door. Hi, I got my cod piece on, just like candy. And again, if you've never really experienced Larry Blackmon in his full cod piece 80s high top fade glory, you really kind of don't know what you're missing. Now, from 80s television musical cameos, I'm going to fly through this list, then we'll talk about some of the best cameos ever in movies and TV. But Boy George was on the A-Team. Can you even imagine Boy George on the A-Team?
Was he Boy George?
Here's what it says. In an episode of The A-Team that aired in February of 1986, Face decided that there were big bucks to be made as a concert. Who was Face? Face was the Dirk Benedict, right?
The one that was on Battlestar?
Yeah. So he's Face, I think. I mean, I know the movie better than I know. I mean, I really enjoyed the movie, The A-Team, from a few years ago with Liam Neeson and Bradley Cooper. I really actually really enjoyed that movie. I thought it was going to be terrible, and I actually liked it. So Face thought that there was going to be big bucks as a concert promoter, so he hired country singer Cowboy George. Oh man. To play a seedy or Arizona watering hole called the Florum. And imagine his surprise when they got the wires got crossed, and Boy George arrived instead. Oh, no! They were expecting Cowboy George, and Boy George showed up. Uh-oh! How did I miss Boy George's fantastic cameo on the A-Team? Dan, did you watch the A-Team when you were a kid?
Before my time.
Yeah. Esmeralda, did you ever watch the A-Team?
Watched a couple episodes.
Did you ever see the one where Cowboy George turned out to be, Boy George, wacky?
I did not. I was hoping that Boy George was going to have an accent. Like Cowboy George.
Cowboy George. Yeah, that would have been really funny. Now, most of the ones that are on this list are Miami Vice, because like a ton of musicians showed up on Miami Vice. Phil Collins, they have. on Miami Vice. Frank Zappa was on Miami Vice. Ted Nugent was on Miami Vice. Sheena Easton was on Miami Vice. So that was a very popular place for musicians in the 80s to show up.
Now, by the way, Boy George did help them foil a plot of thievery. So
Boy George was...
got in on the action.
He then
did play the Florarium, whatever it was called.
Oh, okay. See what happened? Oh, yeah, it says here that... before he can flounce out in a huff, however, he pitches in to help Murdoch and the rest of the team halt an armored truck robbery. Once the bullets stop flying, George hurls a satisfied "so there" over his shoulder at the foiled thieves before taking the stage and performing a trio of hits. Yeah, I'm sure a hole-in-the-wall country bar would love Boy George. Oh, yeah. I think they'd be really receptive to Boy George. Andy Gibb showed up on Punky Brewster. man, I bet these are all available on the YouTubes. How about Adam Ant on The Equalizer? Why would Adam Ant be on The Equalizer? What? It says, after his fortune on the record chart started to fade, Ant made a move toward acting and first dipped his toe into the water in an 85 episode of The Equalizer entitled The Lockbox. He played a high-end pimp who was involved in what is now commonly referred to as human trafficking. His base of operation was a lockbox, an invitation-only brothel catering to very wealthy clients. How about that, Adam Ant? Moon Unit Zappa was on Chips. I bet she played a Valley Girl. She must have, right? In 1982, Frank Zappa set the local San Fernando Valley teen jargon to music and had his 14-year-old daughter at that time, Moon Unit, contribute her Val speak to the verses. Moon Unit capitalized on her sudden fame by appearing on an episode of Chips as a hitchhiker who confounded middle-aged male drivers with her bizarre vernacular before stealing their wallets. That's great. Like, for sure. And then I'm going to take your wallet. Totally tubular. I don't know if you guys remember how big Valley Girl was, how big that song was, but it was huge.
I saw the movie.
But the movie has nothing to do with the song. The movie's great. Deborah Foreman, Nicolas Cage. You know, before Nicolas Cage lost his mind. Well, I don't know if he ever had his mind, totally. But it's one of the great movies that Nicolas Cage has made. I mean, obviously the movie's title was inspired by the song, but the song's not in the movie. That's a great movie, though. Esmeralda, you like that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that movie. I was a senior in high school when that movie came out. It was like, oh, yeah, I know this. So... All right, we got a break here. We got the weather. We got the traffic coming up here, and then we're going to... Oh, the phone lines are all jammed up. We're talking about cameos, the best and coolest cameos. And red cod piece! And cameos in TV and movies. 312-981-7200. Yeah. Do I make myself clear? Yeah, get out of here. That's right. Thin Lizzy Thursday, man. Yeah, Thin Lizzy Thursday. Let's get out of here. That was requested by Rich, who has just had hip surgery and can't wait to get out of the hospital. Get out of here, man. Get out of the hospital, Rich. We wish you a speedy recovery, and we hope that Phil Lynott has made you happy this morning. All right, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're talking about great cameos in movies and TV and stuff. How about this one? We're talking about musical cameos that were made in the 80s. The B-52s were on Guiding Light on the... on the soap opera Guiding Light, the B-52s. It's a love shack, baby!
It just sounds like the guy from Cameo.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Love, you know, I am a master impressionist. I don't know if you know that or not. Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. No. Of just Larry Blackmore, I'm assuming.
Blackman.
I'm sorry, Blackman.
Blackmore. Larry Blackman. Giving me a heart attack! There's a difference between him and Fred Schneider.
I mean, there is, but
there's
not
a monster in my pants, and he does a naughty dance. That's
okay. That was better.
That's Fred Schneider.
That was better. Yell Rock Lobster.
Rock Lobster.
That was good. Good. There you go.
Rock Lobster is a great song. B-52s rule. So they were on Guiding Light. During the 80s, they had a storyline that involved a disco called Wired for Sound. And they had musical guests like Neil Sedaka, Ashford and Simpson, and Birdie Higgins. Now, does anybody remember Birdie Higgins? You guys are too young to remember Birdie Higgins, right?
Yes.
He did the song Key Largo. You remember Key Largo?
No.
It's one of the worst songs ever recorded. Just like Bogey and Bacall. Look, Dan, find Key Largo. Bye.
Which knows all these, falling in love so desperately. Honey, I was your hero. You were my leading lady. We had it all, just like Bogey and Bacall. Starring in our own late show.
I really wish, I swear to God,
sailing away to Key Largo.
I wish everybody could see Dan's face while that was playing on the computer. That was priceless, Dan.
Do you remember the video?
I think so.
He rides a boat.
Yeah,
with his leading lady, and even though he had an easy rhyme with hero and Key Largo, he went with leading lady in between. What the hell was that?
That's Birdie Higgins, man.
Birdie Higgins needs a rhyming dictionary.
Anyway, he made a cameo on Guiding Light, but the producers requested that the B-52s play Private Idaho and the previously unreleased Throw That Beat Into the Garbage Can. And then they also gave members lines of dialogue. So like Fred Schneider was like, I will have a drink! Do you have a menu? See? I bet that's how he actually talks in real life, too.
I would not want to be in a room with Fred Schneider and Larry Blackman.
Yeah, that would be really interesting. Oof. Yeah. Do you like my high top fade? Why, yes, I do! Nick DiGilio, master impressionist. Glenn in Evanston has a good cameo. John Cena's cameo at the end of Daddy's Home. I'll tell you what, man. I thought my dad was going to fall over. He was laughing so hard when Cena showed up at the end of that movie. My dad was like, oh, man, he was beside himself. So, Airplane, Ethel Merman and Barbara Billingsley. Ethel Merman's cameo in Airplane is hysterical. And so is Barbara Billingsley because she speaks jive. She's the woman that's like, excuse me, stewardess, I speak jive. Showing that movie in July, by the way, at my film club. Ethel Merman? What's the matter with him? He thinks he's Ethel Merman. And, of course, it's Ethel Merman. Oh, man. All right, okay, let's get back. Let's go to the phones here. We got a bunch of people online. Here is Roger on WGN. Hey, Roger.
Hey, first of all, I want to just say thank you to the French girl who kept me from seeing Thin Lizzy in Paris in 2000.
In 2000? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was well after Lynott's death. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
So, anyways, John Waters made a cameo. and Alvin and the Chipmunks movie that just came out.
Oh, God, I didn't see it. He's in it. John Waters is in it?
Yeah, he's sitting in the business section of the airplane when the chipmunks break in.
Wait, the chipmunks break into an airplane?
Well, yes and no.
Now, Roger, do you have kids?
Yeah, I got a six-year-old.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because there's no excuse. If you don't have kids, there's no reason for you to have seen that movie.
Besides to vent my hate on some other filmmakers, besides Wes Anderson, for example.
Okay. All right, John Waters and the Last Chipmunk. What was it called? Chips Ahoy? What's it?
The Road Chips.
The Road Chip. Yeah, there you go.
Alvin watched Pink Flamingos, apparently, in a dialogue.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
There's a Pink Flamingos reference in the Chipmunk movie?
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Oh, my God. I might have to see this movie now.
You and 10-year-olds.
Wow. Okay. All right, Roger. Thanks.
Hey, I'll call you back when Mark Rylance wins Best Supporting Actor, all right?
Okay.
Bye.
See you, Roger. he's Stallone's only competition, by the way. Mark Rylance. I can't believe John Waters was in the chip, but what I can't believe is that they made a Pink Flamingos reference in a Chipmunk movie. Are you kidding me? I mean, not even parents who take their kids to see a Chipmunk movie are going to get a Pink Flamingos reference. Do you know what I mean? Oh, man. All right. We have to break. Everybody hang on. We were talking about great cameos in movies and TV shows and stuff like that. So 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Okay. We'll be right back. Don't believe a word. The words are so easily spoken. Yeah. Thin Lizzy Thursday. That's my request. Thin Lizzy Thursday, don't believe a word. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 5 o'clock. Opening bell at 5, and the great Steve Cochran at 6. We're here every morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. All right, we're talking about cameos, great cameos in TV shows, great cameos and memorable ones in movies. We're talking about some ridiculous music cameos in 80s TV shows, and now I've got some of the best movie cameos of all time. Let's go to the phones real quick. Here's Rich on WGN. Hi, Rich.
Hey, how you doing, Nick? I'm not going in the hospital for hip surgery.
No, okay, good.
Yeah, told Dan, I thought the two movies, and I thought of a third one. I'll be real quick. I know they're not your favorite, but my grandson's brought over Wild Hogs.
Oof.
And one of the... Yeah, I know. It's mindless candy for kids because I ride a motorcycle.
But Stephen Tobolowsky's in it. I will say that.
Yeah.
Yep.
But at one of the opening scenes where they're throwing their watches and phones away, you know, do you remember that
part? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. That was a scene right out of Easy Rider.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end of the movie, Peter Fonda shows up as the father of the leader of that bike gang that's trying to kick their butt.
Right.
And then Nicolas Cage, Ghost Rider, Fonda's got more of a star role, but
yep.
The bike that Cage rides is a direct copy of the Easy Rider bike. Then when he first sees Cage, he goes, "Nice bike, kid," which is a line out of Easy Rider.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
When you said chips, I thought of Rosie Grier was stuffed inside of a Morris Minor Mini Cooper. You know, not the new Mini Coopers, but the small ones. Mm-hmm. And he gets pulled over, and he's mad. Of course, he has to sit in the back seat because he's so big. But when he gets out, he kicks the doors off the car and starts yanking bumpers off of everything in front of Poncherello. I mean, that was pretty good.
Oh, wow. All right. Okay, thanks, Rich.
All right. Yeah, all right. Have a good one.
Okay, take care. Rosie Grier ripping apart a Mini Cooper on Chips. What? Chips has popped up like 3 times already. There's a lot of cameos on Chips. That's one of those shows that I never watched an episode of.
Do they have a lot of cameos because they were in California?
Yeah, maybe.
So then Hollywood. Well, no, because they weren't celebrities, right?
No, they were like California Highway. No, they were California Highway Patrolmen.
No, but I mean the cameos.
Oh, I don't know.
It was probably their characters.
Yeah, they were probably characters. I don't think he was Rosie Grier. I don't think they
like, and
they
Rosie Grier.
Because why would Rosie Grier be riding around in a Mini Cooper?
Rosie Grier does what Rosie Grier wants.
It's true. but he wouldn't want to ride around in a Mini Cooper. All right, here's Ike on WGN. Hey, Ike.
Hey, Nick, how's it going with you, man?
Good.
Yeah, I have two cameos I remember. There was one with Sean Connery and Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves at the end when he was King Arthur.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot he was in that. Yep.
Yeah, that was one of the cameos I remember when I was a kid. And speaking of Donald Trump, he did that cameo in Home Alone 2. You remember that?
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't remember Home Alone 2. I just remember hating Home Alone 2. That's the only thing I remember about it. But Donald Trump was in it.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin. He first goes to the Plaza Hotel and he's asking for directions, and it's Donald Trump, and Donald Trump walks away. He looks back like the kid didn't know who he was.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, Ike, thanks.
No problem.
Okay, take care. Here's Steve on WGN. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, every time Batman and Robin climbed up a building.
Hey, yeah, absolutely.
And a ton of SNL ones.
Yeah, a lot of SNL cameos, you know, people showing up, surprise visits. We've had a few of those this whole season.
Oh, already, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, no, my favorite, of course, I got to say my favorite Batman cameo, Jerry Lewis. Lewis.
Naturally you would. My favorite was Ted Cassidy as Lurch.
Ah, yeah. That was great. Okay, thank you, Steve.
All right.
Take care. All right. Yeah. All right. Let's see if you remember any of these. Let's see. Jim Parsons and the Muppets.
The show?
No, the movie. The movie that just came out a few years ago.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
With what's his face? Jason.
Oh, and they sing?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I did see that. I don't remember that.
He the main character, Muppet main character, they have like a human and a Muppet to represent them.
Oh, and is Jim Parsons.
Jim Parsons is the Muppet main character. Matt Damon in Eurotrip. I don't remember. I saw Eurotrip. It's terrible.
I want to say I did. Was there a scene something about flashing?
I would imagine so. I would imagine flashing was involved at some point.
As I was saying it, I realized what?
All I know is that Michelle Trachtenberg was in it, and I happen to really love Michelle Trachtenberg.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She flashes somebody in it. Like, that's a thing, because she's trying to be more grown up or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. She's in it. And I love her for many reasons. I happen to really love the movie Harriet the Spy when she was a kid.
Aww.
I love that movie. And Gossip Girl.
Not Buffy.
See, I never watched. I didn't. She was in Buffy?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was the annoying sister.
Okay, I didn't know that. I never got into Buffy. I know. It's weird.
Yeah.
I know.
No, she wasn't very good.
But I like Michelle Trachtenberg. I've always liked her. I was a little disturbed by Eurotrip because I remember, did she do, I mean, I think she did some, like, scantily stuff.
She flashed somebody.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't want to see Harriet the Spy doing that. But then, like, in Gossip Girl, she was a total.
You're like a dad.
I know.
Like, oh, cover up, sweetheart. Yeah.
I remember getting really, really, really mad. Like, so furious when Felicity lost her virginity to that jackass from MTV, that Rex.
Simon Rex?
Simon Rex. Oh,
oh,
man, I was so pissed. I remember,
that lady killer.
Like, you can't deflower Felicity. You're Simon Rex.
Oh, man.
She deserves so much better than you, Simon Rex.
That gigolo.
How dare you touch Felicity? All right. Mark Hamill and Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
God, I don't remember that.
He's in it for like 2 seconds. George Carlin's in that movie too. George Carlin has a very funny cameo in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. And so do Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. They're both hilarious in that movie, and they're playing themselves. They play themselves in it. Gus Van Sant's in it too. Dan, you remember?
No, I didn't recognize Van Sant.
Gus Van Sant is directing them the movie that they're on the set, and he's sitting at a table just counting a pile of money. Yeah, go ahead, do whatever you want. He's supposed to be directing the. let's see, Madonna and Die Another Day, best part of the movie.
Man, I don't seem to remember any of these people.
Leonard Nimoy in Star Trek in the reboot.
Yes.
Yep. Bob Saget in Half Baked.
Yes.
I remember that too. Michael Cera in This Is the End. There's like 8 million people in that movie.
Isn't that the whole point of the movie?
That movie sucks. Alice Cooper in Wayne's World.
Oh, that was, yeah.
Where he's explaining Milwaukee.
I always call Milwaukee, Milwaukee.
Do you?
And then it does not fail that someone goes, The Good Life. Yeah. Or The Good Land. Or
yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that movie either. Let's see. Johnny Depp in 21 Jump Street. He shows up at the end. Pamela Anderson in Borat.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie Sheen in Being John Malkovich. Why don't I remember Charlie Sheen in Being John Malkovich? Dan, do you remember Charlie Sheen in Being John Malkovich?
The picture on the website had him like bald with a beard, and John Malkovich is going to him for advice.
God, I don't even remember that. Gene Hackman in Young Frankenstein. Classic. Have you seen Young Frankenstein?
Yes.
But... he's the blind guy who sets Peter Boyle's thumb on fire.
Oh, okay, yes.
He
pours
the hot soup in his lap and stuff.
Yes.
That's Hackman. That's Gene Hackman.
Right. Was he that big that would be considered a cameo?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And he was unbilled, too. So, he was unbilled. At that point, he had won an Academy Award for The French Connection. Yeah,
so
he was Hackman. He was
big time.
Yeah. Will Ferrell in Wedding Crashers. Oh, God. By the time you get to Will Ferrell, by the time he shows up in that movie, I just wanted to smash my head in with a sledgehammer. Bruce Campbell in all three Spider-Man movies, yes. Especially the second one, where he's like the snooty usher at the theater, and he won't let Tobey Maguire in because of his shoes and his tie and stuff. Do you remember that?
No.
Let's see. Tim Robbins, Ben Stiller, and Luke Wilson in Anchorman. Those are the guys who have the gang fight.
Yeah, that's good.
Cate Blanchett in Hot Fuzz. You can't even see her.
Oh, my gosh. What was she in?
She is his girlfriend at the beginning of the movie. She's got the mask on. She's cleaning up the...
That's Cate
Blanchett. You know who Santa Claus is? You know Santa Claus? You get stabbed by Santa Claus at the beginning of the movie?
Yes.
It's right at the beginning when they're introducing, who Nicholas, who he is.
Right.
And so he did this in the line of duty, blah, 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 blah. He was stabbed by Father Christmas, and they show him being stabbed by Father Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That Father Christmas is Peter Jackson.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is this big Peter Jackson or skinny?
That was 2000, when that movie came out in 2007, so he was skinny Peter Jackson. He wasn't fat Peter Jackson.
Right. Should have made more sense to Father Christmas and all.
But again, they were not billed, and they were not,
That's fun.
Christopher Walken in True Romance. That's not a cameo. That's like a role. He's got like the best scene in the movie. Him and Dennis Hopper. That's like the best scene in the movie. I don't think that's a cameo. That doesn't count as a cameo. I don't think. Not a huge role, but it's not, he doesn't show up and go, "Hi, surprise," and then leave.
It's there. We just fell about the place. If that chick don't want to know, forget her. The boys are back in town.
Yeah. This one goes out to Trucker Bob on Thin Lizzy Thursday. Yeah, Thin Lizzy Thursday. Goes out to Trucker Bob, who's listening to us in Costa Rica via the web stream.
Man.
Thanks for listening.
That's great, but...
yeah, he's
so
in Costa Rica.
There.
Good for him, enjoying a little Thin Lizzy Thursday.
In a warm, sunny Costa Rica.
Correct. All right, here's Cindy on WGN talking about cameos. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Tony Curtis and Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, good one.
And it took a while because he's not billed.
Mm-hmm.
There's no billing. It's very subtle.
Yep.
It's just a voice on a phone, and you don't expect it.
Yep.
You have to watch it. I watched the movie before. And then one day I was just sitting there watching, and I thought, that voice sounds so familiar.
Yep.
And there were certain ways that he said things that I realized, that's Tony Curtis.
Yeah, well, you can't mistake Tony Curtis. Tony Curtis had a very, very distinctive voice in the way he talked.
But he modulates it differently in this conversation than I ever heard him do it before.
Yeah, that's a great one. That's a great one, Cindy. Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Bye. Here's Jim on WGN. Hey, Jim. Jim? Wait a minute. Jim. Hi, Jim.
Hey.
Hey.
Sonic Youth on the Gilmore Girls.
God bless you, Jim. God bless you.
So
Sonic
Youth.
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that shows you just how damn cool that show is.
And by the way, True Romance was mentioned earlier, and I agree that the one mentioned was not appropriate. It was cameo. However, Val Kilmer is never seen on screen, and he's the voice of Elvis.
He's Elvis, yeah.
And
you never see him. I mean, you kind of see his back. He's out of focus in a lot of shots, or he's in the mirror in the background. But that's Val Kilmer.
And a great, great recent one was in the movie Trainwreck. What's his name? The guy played Harry Potter and Marissa Tomei were in the terrible movie that they were watching in the movie theater called The Dog Walker.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I totally forgot about that one, too. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That's a good one. Okay, thank you, Jim.
Have a great one.
All right, here's some other ones. Ready, Esmeralda?
Go.
All right, let's see. Sylvester Stallone in Staying Alive, which is one of the worst movies ever made. Bruce Springsteen in High Fidelity.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis and Julia Roberts in The Player, although that's another one of those movies that has like 53 cameos in it. Samuel L. Jackson in Iron Man. Now, that counts, right, Dan, because that's the first time he shows up.
Right, and it was unexcredited and uncredited,
right.
I believe.
Is it the end? Is it at the end?
At the very end, right? Isn't it at the very end? It's
the first post-credits.
It's the post-credits, right? Yeah, okay.
There.
Mm-hmm. Eminem and Funny People. I don't remember that because I put that movie out of my mind 2 seconds after I saw it. Is he Eminem in it?
Yeah, they're talking about, like, life, and then he berates Ray Romano. He has
beef
with Ray Romano.
Yeah. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in Airplane. Again, not a cameo. He's in it.
He's that amazing.
It's a small role, but he's in it. Now, this is a great example of a great cameo. Huey Lewis in Back to the Future. That is a fantastic cameo. I'm sorry, you're just too darn loud. And they're playing a Huey Lewis song. Let's see. Hugh Jackman and Rebecca Romijn in X-Men First Class. Okay, I don't really see that as...
aren't they in the...
No, they're not.
I don't know about Hugh.
But First Class takes place in the 60s.
Right.
But they show up in it.
But they're kind of...
But they're part of the universe,
yeah,
even though
so
it's not...
Yeah, to me, that's not a cameo.
This is a great one. Billy Idol and The Wedding Singer. That's a great one.
Oh, yeah. No, that was a good one.
That's a great one.
That was a good one.
Keith Richards in Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
I mean, he is Johnny Depp's dad.
Yes, he plays Johnny Depp's dad. And, Johnny Depp, of course, said, well, my entire performance I ripped off from Keith Richards.
Right, that made complete sense.
Bob Barker and Happy Gilmore.
That's a good one.
The Price is Wrong, bitch. Brett Favre and There's Something About Mary.
Yeah.
Great cameo. But what about Brett Favre? Stan Lee in every Marvel movie and Mallrats.
I always look forward to finding Stan Lee.
Is he in Deadpool?
I believe he is.
Is he? I'll have to look for him. I'm going to see it Friday. Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder. Once again, not a cameo, I don't think.
He did have a big role.
And best performance in that movie. I'm telling you. And I know that Robert Downey Jr., everybody loves Robert Downey Jr. in that movie, and he got nominated for Academy Award, and he's great in it. In fact, everybody's great in that movie.
But that Tom Cruise, the dance thing?
He is hilarious in that movie. Ridiculously funny, like every time he opens his mouth.
Right.
And he looks so hilarious in it with the fat, hairy arms and the ball. And him dancing. It was just.
Yeah, I'm not a big Tom Cruise fan either.
I
could take him or leave him.
Okay.
But in that movie, I was like, no, this is great.
Oh, he's great. He's the best thing in the movie. Neil Patrick Harris in the first Harold and Kumar.
Yes.
It changed his career. His career. That movie absolutely changed the trajectory of his career.
Completely.
He would not have gotten Where's Your Mom? I Met Her Once. If he... Mike Tyson in The Hangover. I mean, I hate that movie. And then number one on this list, and I got to say, I absolutely agree with this. Number one on the list.
Okay.
Bill Murray, Zombieland.
Yo, I was thinking that one. Yes.
Best
the first one
cameo
that
ever. And it was so great. You know, the movie's 9 years old now, so we can talk about it. But when I saw it, did you know?
No. What do you mean?
That he was in it?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Because some people were spoiling that. You know, like when I reviewed it, I went out of my way to say nobody talks about, you know, who's in this movie.
Right. Well, yeah, that's just mean.
It's totally mean. But his cameo in that is spectacular.
So good.
It's so good. It's the best cameo ever. Dan, would you agree with that?
It was the first one I thought of, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are great. Okay. Tom Hanks in Happy Days, someone said. Probably before he was... Anthrax was on Married with Children.
That makes sense.
Johnny Carson pops up behind the bar as a bartender in an episode of Bonanza.
Oh.
Wow.
I would like to see that.
And then finally, Steve Cochran in Grumpy Old Men. I think the highlight of Steve Cochran's career is the fact that Walter Matthau told him to shut his fat ass up.
Goodness.
That's what he's like. Shut up, you fat ass. He says that to Steve Cochran. It's like
in the movie.
In the movie.
Yeah.
in the movie, he said, because Cochran plays a weatherman, and he's given the weather, and Walter Matthau sitting in front of the TV, and he goes, "Shut up, you fat ass."
I'd be honored.
It's the best. Best thing Steve Cochran ever did. All right. Let's say hello to Steve Grzanich. Hello, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
We have the business of pets on this morning for the opening bell. Dr. Julia Georgeson from Blum Animal Hospitals here. Canine flu is back, and there's another warning to folks about that. And we're also going to talk about what it's like to be a veterinarian and how to make your next vet to the vet, your next trip to the vet, a little less stressful for you and your pets. It's all coming up. And then if you're traveling for business today in the U.S., everything looks pretty clear except for some lake effect snow around Detroit if you're headed there. Florida has some severe strong storms today, and that's pretty much it. The rest of the country is weather-free today. So we have a big show coming up all next on The Opening Bell.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. All right, Esmeralda, here's another one. Don Rickles in Dirty Work.
I don't remember that, but I'm sure it's amazing.
It's very funny. And then Shirley MacLaine in Defending Your Life. What a fantastic cameo for her.
Oh, what was she?
She played Shirley MacLaine.
Is that the one where his face?
Albert Brooks.
Yes.
And he dies and he has to, you know,
right.
Go on trial to see if he can move on. Yes. They look at different days in his life.
Yes, I like that movie.
It's a great movie. She's just a very quick cameo. It's a great movie. So, hey, by the way, have you watched the Kevin Roberts sketch from SNL yet? Larry David as Kevin Roberts.
I was watching a little bit of the rehearsal thing.
Oh my God.
But then I was like, I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, just watch the sketch. I just wanted to mention that. It's become almost as crazily popular as Cowbell. It's getting to that level.
Goodness.
It is getting to that level. And it's deservedly so because it's hilarious. All right, tomorrow, anti-Valentine's Day. You better have your stories ready.
Oh, boy.
We'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See ya.